This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Aaron Pacheco of New Hope East Hawaii. Today's message entitled Christmas Is was delivered on December 19th, 2021. Here now is Pastor Aaron.
God, we just give you all the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' holy, mighty name we pray, and all God's people says, Amen. 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 And now we'll turn it over to, Pastor Aaron. Yeah, I'm excited like this. Let us open our hearts and open our minds. You know, they're like, our minds and our hearts work best like parachutes. It's good when it's open. So open your hearts and minds to receive the message we have from the Lord today. Pastor Aaron.
Right on. Thank you, Father. And Merry Christmas to you, bro.
Merry Christmas.
Well, good morning. And Merry Christmas to everybody. You know, I don't know how come, but when I was a young pastor, I always used to sit down, and I was never chosen to do the Christmas message. But now that I'm here, I got them 2 years in a row. I don't know if it's a reward or a punishment.
It's a reward.
But thank you, Pastor Scott, for allowing me to do this morning. And indeed, Merry Christmas to all of you this morning. I was just sitting down there and thinking, how blessed I am to be a part of this church and how grateful I am to be a part of this church. Brother Walt was speaking, and what a gift he is to this church. Our worship team was singing what gifts they are to each and every one of us. And as I stand up here and look at each and every one of you, you are all a gift to me. And especially Pastor Scott, I'm so grateful that he's our leader, that we get to be a part of what God is doing right here in East Hawaii as a part of his kingdom. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Well, this morning, you've no doubt you've seen the bulletin, you've seen the title of the message, and it's Christmas Is. And undoubtedly, it's got you thinking, man, what Pastor Aaron got up his sleeve this time? Christmas Is. What kind of title is that? I mean, we'll put anything at the end of that, yeah? So let me ask you, what is Christmas to you? When you think about Christmas, what is Christmas to you? Is it chestnuts roasting on an open fire? Jack Frost nipping at your nose? I mean, you tell a local boy that, give me a break. Local boy never left this rock. He's going to think you're crazy. It's not Christmas. Christmas is I'm going to be down at the beach because I don't got to work that day. Come home, eat kalua pig, pour in rice. That's Christmas. But what is Christmas to you? You ask 50 different people, you probably get 50 different opinions. But think about that for a minute and be honest. Don't be cliche. Be real. Is it a time to decorate the tree, light up the house? Is it a time to give gifts to the people in your life? To let them know how much you care about them? Is it a time to get family and friends together? A time to party? Yeah. Or is it a time to take a break from work and reality and just go on vacation somewhere? You see, like everything else that God created, man takes Christmas and then we change it up a little bit, don't we? We tweak it, we modify it to fit our needs and our desires, just like we do with everything else. And for the most part, that's not a bad thing. We try to emulate God. He gave a gift, so we give gifts. He brought great joy, so we create occasions of joyfulness. We make up stories like Frosty and Santa and Rudolph, all in the spirit of goodwill. Again, these are not really bad things. You know where it starts to turn? Is this, that the world sees this. And it sees its opportunity to do what the world does, which is to commercialize. And it preys on our desires and turns Christmas into this full-on marketing event, starting with Black Friday, all the way up to the Christmas Eve blowout sale. Turns it into a marketing event, distracting us from the joy of the season to having to buy the toy of the season. And then Once we get distracted, that's where things really go bad, because the enemy steps in and he sees that as an opportunity, uses it to his purpose, which is to counterfeit Christmas, to undo what God has done and remove Christ from Christmas. Because once you take Christ out of Christmas, you don't have Christmas anymore. We see it even written out, no longer written out as Christmas. We write them as Xmas. And that's what the enemy does. The world is already there. But God always holds a contingent to know and to show that Christ always belongs in Christmas. And I'm praying that we, as New Hope East Hawaii, are a part of that contingent, which is why it's so important that we take the time out to focus and to remember what Christmas really is. You on board with me this morning?
Yes.
So I'm going to tell you this morning what Christmas is, okay? And to do so, I've got to take us all back to the beginning. Not the beginning of Christmas, but to the beginning of our existence as we know it. The author, known as John, he tells us that in the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The light shines into the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. God sent a man, John the Baptist, to tell about the light so that everyone might believe because of his testimony. John himself was not the light. He was simply a witness to tell about the light. The one who is the true light, who gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. So he came into the world he created, but the world didn't recognize him. He came to his own people, and even they rejected him. But to all who believed and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn, not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. So the Word became human and made his home among us. And catch this now. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. The Word became human, full of unfailing love. Don't ever forget this, that love walked among us. A couple of chapters later, John goes on to write this. It says, "For God so loved the world, God so loved the world, that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." First and foremost, this is what Christmas is, that love became personal, that love became a person named Jesus, who was given to us as a gift to bring us eternal life. So number one, Christmas is love personified. Christmas is love personified. I like that word, personified. So I put them in here. This just has a nice ring to it, yeah? Personified. You know, when I was much younger, thank you. When I was much younger, there was this really popular phrase going around. Three words. To die for. You guys remember that? Yeah, if you can remember that, you old, just like me. And you know what? I still can remember how many girls came up to me and told me that. Because there just weren't that many. Anyway, it was a big deal. Big deal if somebody told you that you were to die for. But imagine this. What if instead of saying that you were to die for, somebody came up to you and told you that you were to live for? That's what Jesus did. That's what he did. That's what he said to us with his life. God made it personal. You see, anybody can be a martyr. Anybody can die for a cause. But it takes someone special to fully live for that cause first. It takes someone special to step down from their throne, from walking on streets of gold, to getting their feet and their hands dirty from walking in our streets, to being traumatically born into this world, just like we were, to being nurtured through childhood, to facing the ups and downs, the heartaches and heartbreaks and frustrations of this life, just like we do, to identify with us and to show us how to do it right. And then, in the end, to suffer and lay it all down, his life, his whole life, for our eternities, like we never could. No martyr, no king, no president could ever accomplish that. Only a Savior could. Only God can. Love got personal. In chapter 10, Jesus put it like this. He says that the thief comes only to kill and steal and destroy. But I came so that they would have life and to have it abundantly. Love personified. That's what Christmas is. That God would show up in person. Not just die for us, but to live for us. To give us life abundantly. To give us a life of worth. Eternal worth. And you can pin that into number two. That Christmas is love dignified. Christmas is love dignified. You know, very often, gifts are given out as something in return. You gave me, so I'll give you. Or they're given out expecting something in return. What do we call that? What is that? Politics. Actually, we call it human nature, don't we? Sadly, a lot of everything we do for Christmas revolves around just that. Last year's Christmas party at where I work, there was, like in November or so, there was talk that they were canceling the Christmas party that because of the situation going on with COVID. And because of COVID, we weren't bringing in as much funds as we were doing. And I think for the most part, everybody understood that, except for this one guy. And he started to complain and grumble, and he was campaigning on his own, trying to get that Christmas party back. And I remember him saying, man, if they're not going to give us a Christmas party, I'm not going to work as hard as I do. And of course, inside I was thinking, bro, you don't even work already. And I thought, man, how bad is that? Then I went to thinking, how often do I do that? If I'm going to give, I expect something in return. How often do we all do that? I mean, just last week, Carlin had all the Christmas gifts out, and I was thinking, oh, why are you giving a gift to that guy? He don't give us nothing. Caught myself before I said it. But where's the dignity in that? Thank God that God is not like that, amen? His gift is just that. It's a gift. Not expecting anything in return. Only desiring that we receive that gift and we be given worth by it. By him. Again, John wrote it out like this. He said, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. See, folks, that is love dignified. And that's what Christmas is. One little act of love, nothing spectacular. Nevertheless, an eternal impact of worth. Now listen to this. Just because something isn't spectacular doesn't mean that it isn't magnanimous. Which is exactly point number three. That Christmas is love magnified. Christmas is love magnified. Take a look with me at that first Christmas night. Comes out of the book of Luke, where it says, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger.' Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests.' When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that's happened, which the Lord has told us about.' So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they had been told about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherd said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondered them in her heart. Shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told." Of course, you would think that when God was going to present his greatest act of love toward mankind, he would preface it with great promotion, yeah? Anybody remember Mayweather versus McGregor? How many fight fans we got out there? Mayweather versus McGregor. It was supposed to be boxing's greatest against MMA's greatest in this boxing match. And what I do remember is I stopped watching boxing and MMA after that, because this thing was just a dumb spectacle, to say the least. Months and months on ESPN of these two guys going from city to city promoting their fight, just screaming obscenities at each other, and it was, man, this big show. So fake. It was terrible. And then they fought and ended up being a 12-round dud. But that's what man does. Man makes a big spectacle of things when they want to do an announcement. Yeah? But not God. His announcements went to shepherds. And like Brother Walt told us last night, shepherds were, you know, just like the lowest echelon of society. They were almost like outcasts, lived out in the fields. They weren't anybody special. Yet God's announcement went to shepherds, not dignitaries. His event was held in a stable, not the Taj Mahal or the MGM or the Superdome, in a humble stable. His cast wasn't Dwayne The Rock Johnson or Arnold the Terminator Schwarzenegger. It was just Mary, just Joseph. Star of the game wasn't LeBron James. It was a baby. No fireworks, no blazing music with dancers, no blinding lights. God's way was a silent night. But you know, when the world sees shepherds, love sees children of the King. People worth saving. When the world sees a stable, God sees a heavenly homecoming. When the world sees an insignificant couple, God sees an eternal relationship. When the world sees a baby, love sees a Savior. And when all the world sees is a silent night, God sees, I love you forever. That is love magnified, like only God can do. And that is what Christmas is. Amen? You know, usually Christmas Sunday falls on the 23rd or on Christmas Eve or even on Christmas Day. And you hear the message, but there really isn't enough time to do anything about it, yeah? Well, today is the 19th, so no excuses this year. 5 days with God is like 5,000 years. And if you listen, we can hear him saying to us, show them what Christmas really is. So, who do you get to live for this year? Perhaps through some simple act of kindness. Maybe a text message. Maybe a phone call. Maybe a simple, hey, thinking about you this Christmas. Showing them love personified. Who is God placing on your heart that needs some encouragement? It's been a tough couple of years. And we all know that around Christmas time, around the holidays, everything gets magnified. And there are people in our lives who are suffering right now, who feeling like it's not worth it, like they're not worth anything. And you get to do something. You get to be love dignified. Who is it that's been on your heart that you need to call or text? Maybe somebody you had a falling out with. Maybe somebody you've just been separated from for a very long time. Just to say Merry Christmas. A simple gesture of love that God can take and magnify into something beautiful. You know, it won't cost us a thing like this world would have us believe. All we need to do this Christmas is to partner with Jesus and choose to love somebody. Because love is patient and love is kind. It's not proud, it's not rude, it's not self-seeking. Love is not easily angered, keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. And love never fails. And that is the bottom line this year and forevermore. That Christmas is love, period. Amen.
Amen.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
You get Christmas because I think you only get like twice a year. Maybe I should give you Christmas and Easter, yeah? But
thank you so much because we all needed to hear that. I'd like to ask the worship team to come up. You know, receiving Jesus is like the greatest gift that we can receive. Because when we receive Jesus, he forgives us of our sins. He cleanses us. We get to go to heaven when we die. We get to live an abundant life. We get to serve him. And it's a life that has purpose. It's a life that has meaning, because for so many years I went through life wandering around looking for things that never brought fulfillment and satisfaction until I found the gift of Jesus Christ. Then life had meaning and life had purpose and life was really worth living. So I'm going to give you that chance this morning to receive that greatest gift ever. For those of you here, for those of you out there on Facebook, wherever this message may go to, I would ask that you would bow your heads now and close your eyes and pray this prayer with me. It goes like this. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. I repent of my sins and I turn to you. Come live in me. Change me. Cleanse me. Make me the person you want me to be. I receive you, Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior. With your heads bowed and your eyes closed, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, would you hold up a hand? I want to pray for you. Anybody out there? Anybody out there? Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful season that we call Christmas, that we get to celebrate the birth of you sending a Savior to us so that we can have a relationship with you. Lord, I pray that each one of us would take this good news of Jesus Christ to all those who are in our circle, who all those who need hope. We thank you. We pray this in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Give him praise. I'm going to ask you to stand, and we are going to close it out with another song.
You've been listening to Pastor Aaron Pacheco of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Keao, Hawaii, and on Facebook Live starting at 8:45 a.m. Search Facebook for New Hope East Hawaii. During this phase of the COVID pandemic, we are recommending that people meet online to avoid potential virus spread. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeasthawaii.com.